Also today, Pope Benedict met with the Pontifical Swiss Guard ahead of tomorrow's annual swearing-in ceremony of new recruits. Speaking to the 33 halberdiers in the Clementine Hall, the Pope recalled the historic tradition of the Guards, 500 years of faithful service to the Holy See, describing the Corps as a school for life. Lydia Kane reports.
There is a date in the history of the Swiss Guard in the Vatican that is closely linked with the history of the Church herself, because it was a day marked by the blood of 147 of her sons. 6th of May, 1527, the sack of Rome. This date, which in 1527 was a day of death, today is a day of life, because each year on this day, the new recruits take their solemn oath to faithfully, loyally and honourably serve the Supreme Pontiff and his legitimate successors. Speaking on Monday to these young men, all Swiss Catholics, Pope Benedict XVI noted that down through the 500 years of their history, this spirit of faith, which calls young Swiss men to leave their beautiful homeland to dedicate their service to the Pope and the Vatican, has remained unchanged. The Pope spoke to them of how the impressive evolution of society has further highlighted the centuries-long dedication of the small but qualified guard to guaranteeing the security of the Roman pontiff.
Nach fünf Jahrhunderten ist der Geist unverändert, der junge Schweizer dazu bringt.
The Pope also spoke of the Swiss Guard's love for the Catholic Church, which, he said, is symbolized not in words, but in their physical presence, their characteristic uniforms, which speak to tourists and pilgrims from all corners of the world, of something that is constant and unchangeable, that is, of their commitment to serve God, to be the servants of his servants.
Je m'adresse tout particulièrement à vous, les nouveaux halberdiers.
Then Pope Benedict turned his attention to the young men who on Tuesday will swear their loyalty to him, the new halberdiers. He urged them to assimilate the ecclesial and Christian spirit which is at the basis of all functions of the Swiss Guard. He urged them to cultivate their spiritual life through prayer. He urged them to be open, simple and loyal, to appreciate differences in personality and character within their community, because, he added, beneath the uniform there is a unique and irreplaceable person that is called by God to serve his kingdom of love and peace.
Cari amici, vi ringrazio tutti.
The Swiss Guard, concluded Pope Benedict, is also a school of life, for which we thank God and express our appreciation. My dear friends, I thank you for your generous and dedicated service to the Pope. I'm Lydia O'Kane.